Sometimes a short passage can give you an opportunity to preach a very long sermon. And we will see. Because I wanted to speak from the heart rather than have, you know, a proper text in front of me. And just to consider some things that I find interesting in this passage here. I've already shared with the church in previous services that Bethlehem was a very insignificant village in Jesus' time, as well as in past times, in the Old Testament times. It's rarely mentioned. It's mentioned, you know, because it's the place where David, the king, was born. But before that, it wasn't listed as an important strategic city at all. And I find it interesting how God changes history in the sense that, you know, what was going on in the world at that time? Well, at that time, for that region, covering most of Europe as well as the near the Middle East that now we understand it to be the Middle East today, it was Rome. Wherever you went, Rome. You would talk about legions. You would talk about Caesar. You would talk about the Senate. You would talk about the stadiums and the power of its army. And you would talk about the Roman culture and philosophy. And it spread out like you can't still in history pinpoint such an empire, not in terms of the geographic extension, but the influence, so much so that even after Rome fell, you know, and disappeared, for my reading in history, I had this impression that everyone wanted to be Roman. As in the world today, everyone wants to come to Europe. But where is Jesus born? Bethlehem. And it's interesting that this is what we need to remember year after year, day after day, the important day, the important place, the important things in life become so and are so if God is in them. Jesus was in Bethlehem. Of course, we still talk about Rome. We still talk about, you know, important places in the world, important events in history, but at least once a year. And I would say in this church at least twice a year, because it's Christmas and Easter, and then Easter and Christmas. You know, we play with that idea from the manger to the cross, from the cross back, considering what happened, you know, at the manger. Christ assigns importance to an insignificant place. It is Christ that gives importance to Mary. It is Christ that gives importance to Joseph. Who was going to be Joseph today if it weren't for him? Wherever God is, you become important, not because you want fame and you want to be a celebrity, but because you start to realize how he sees you and how in his grace and love and mercy he grants you that sense of significance, that sense of worth. Who knows how many of us here might have been bullied or mistreated in life. Let never those voices be the last voice to define who you are. Let the Christ born in Bethlehem and his voice define who you are in the eyes of God. That's the first reflection here. The second reflection is in verse 2, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? And I find it interesting the way the phrase is crafted here. You know, because, you know, English is my second language, I sometimes try to understand the way the words are put in a certain order and why you're using this particular word here. And sometimes, you know, I find, you know, certain English words funny. As if I try to translate some of the Portuguese ones, you would say, well, yeah, so we are on the same boat then. Yeah. Different language, same troubles, same problems. But here, look at what they're asking. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? When the now King Charles was born, he was not born a king, was he? He was born heir to the throne. When he was born, he was not a king. He was born with the possibility of becoming the king. A number of things would have to happen. Unfortunate things, you have to say. Because for one to become the king, the other has to cease to be, either by abdication or by death. As we, as a nation, now know very well about this process. But these men here, they are coming and say, where is he? Where is he who has been born king? They were not coming to visit the heir to the throne. They were not coming to visit the possible new king of Israel. They went to visit the one who was born king. And sometimes we struggle to understand the kingship, the lordship of Jesus, don't we? And to recognize him as such. Because after all, would you bow down to the baby not in a cradle, but in a manger? And assign to him, you know, all that pomp and all that homage that is paid to important people as we do it in the world today. But these men traveled long in order to find him in the house. Jesus was no longer in a manger. Probably a few days or a few weeks later, they moved into a house properly and stayed in Bethlehem until, you know, everything is sorted out with regards, you know, to what happens after a baby is born. And then they found him in the house and they worship the king, because this is who he is. You know, we love babies, don't we? It's just me, yeah. I was thinking of, I was expecting a little bit more. I hope it's not a hangover. Please don't. Please. Okay. Yes. I think we do. Yes. If it's not of our own, you know. Yeah. It's brilliant, isn't it? They're shaped, you know. They're crafted for that, aren't they? You know, for us to look and say, oh, yeah. But sometimes, you know, it's hard to go beyond the cute, beyond the endearing, and see the authority, see the glory, see the power, see that the man is God. God became flesh. And as frail as he looks like, as we were singing, frail he lays his glory by, as frail as he looks like, and still the display of the glory of God is there, because he never ceased to be who he always was. King of kings, Lord of lords, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the eternal Son of God. The reason why we not simply celebrate his birth, we adore him. Not the baby Jesus. As sometimes, you know, people say, you know, with tongue in cheek and, you know, just making a joke. If you watched Top Gear, you know what I'm talking about here. Yeah? But, you know, with the seriousness that it deserves, he is the King. He is the Lord. He is my King. He is my Lord. Third and last. It says here that after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. And I keep wondering, there are speculations about where these men come from. Some say from Arabia, some say from far east, like in Persia, that would be Iran in the world today or nearby. We do not know. Surely they were not close. And they were not close in a number of ways. They were not close geographically. They were not that close as well culturally. They were not Jewish. They were not Roman, definitely. So they probably were outside the borders of the Roman Empire, but came in. And apparently they traveled long. And I have to say, if it's on a camel's back or a horse back or a donkey's back, if it's more than an hour, for me, it's too much. Congregation knows, you know, in the early days of my ministry, I had to ride a horse, you know, to go to a particular church that was in the middle of nowhere, almost literally. Yes, and I had to go there. And it was an interesting experience. Probably I had to learn it all over again, because it's been nearly 30 years since I last had to do that. But the thing is, It was over 2 hours first. And then when I got an expert, it was an hour and a half each way. I have to say, when we were talking about people traveling days, maybe weeks, and I would guess at least, you know, it took them weeks to get there. A number of hurdles, a number of obstacles that these men had to overcome in order to be there in that house. I don't know how rich and wealthy they were. I'm assuming by the gifts they were very well off. But I don't think they were playing stingy with their money when they decided to honor the king. Because it's gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They're very expensive items. The three of them, very expensive. They were not trying to give the second best. They provided Jesus with the best that they had. And here's the thing. Not only we have the cultural barrier, the geographical barrier, and the hardships of traveling that long, or how costly it was going to be for them, because, you know, expenses for traveling on top of the gifts they had bought. And sometimes we think, you know, that's like this, don't we? A very tiny box and three wise men. We don't know that they were three. It could have been more. Okay, it could have been more than three. All right? And it's not a gift, but gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So you have ways of interpreting that, which I don't have time here to explore with you. There's another barrier they had to overcome. Compared to Herod's court, they knew very little of the Bible, or the Old Testament. It's what they had at that time. They knew very little of the Bible. And yet, the very little they could know about the birth of the Son of God, the King of the Jews, that was enough to generate faith in them for them to overcome every hurdle, every obstacle. Culture no longer mattered. Money was not a problem. Distance, who cares about it? All that matters is that we will follow the star and we will visit and we will find the King. And at this Christmas, as usual, a question for all of us. What are the hurdles we are seeing that are too difficult to overcome in order for us to go into that house and worship the King? Those men managed to overcome each hurdle. And I hope that this Christmas, whatever the hurdle is, will also overcome them in order to bow down before the Christ, worship Him, praise Him, embrace Him, love Him. And as you know the story, they decided no longer to go back to Jerusalem. They took another route because they knew if they went back to Herod, this boy would have been killed. This is loyalty and love. They loved Jesus more than they loved security and protection. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." We have come to worship him. Let me say a short prayer.